A few years ago, I listened to a TED Talk on time management. And you may be thinking I'm going on this route about how to manage our time or be more productive or whatnot, but that's not where I'm going, neither was that where the TED Talk went. To give you a sense, at the very beginning, the woman who gave the presentation said she was once late to her own talk on time management and asked the people to savor the irony of that moment. But really, her point and my point are very similar in some ways. Her whole point in the TED Talk was to focus on priorities. If we want to live well and to manage our time well, we focus on priorities. An example she gave, which will help you understand where I'm going, was example of this woman who was a CEO of a startup company. She had 30 employees under her, and she also has 6 children. You can imagine she was very, very busy. So she wanted to interview her about how she managed all these things that were going on in her life. She called up and got the secretary, go figure, who said she was not available that coming Thursday. Well, this intrigued her. Why was she not available on Thursday? When they finally got to meet, she asked her why she was not available. And she said, I went for a hike. And she was more intrigued and asked, what do you mean? Well, with all the stuff going on, I have to get away and do something else so that I can come back refreshed and ready to keep going. And that's exactly the point I want to make today. So many of our lives are cluttered with many, many, many things. We are good with filling our time with lots of stuff. Things we have to do, chores we have to do, things we enjoy. There's just lots of stuff to the point where we become anxious and worried about many things. But we don't get time to rest. Rest is very, very important. It is so important that God even took a day to rest. It is so important, one of the Ten Commandments is about resting, where there's one day a week set aside just to rest. And the Jewish people took this very, very seriously. There was no work whatsoever. There's no farm work. There's no ranch work. There's no housework. There's no cooking. You can't even light a stove on the Sabbath or sign your name. It was a sense that that day was a day of profound rest. But we like to think of the day of rest as one of just like lounging around doing whatever. That's not how the Jewish people understood the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a day of rest so that they could encounter the true and living God. It was a day of worship, a day of prayer, a day set aside to realize God's power in their lives, and that's the same for us. We don't rest just for the sake of feeling rejuvenated. We rest for a different purpose. We rest to come to know the God who provides for us, and that's the central point. So our lives may be cluttered with many things, but the reality is we don't really rest or rest well. The good example comes from the adage that's out there that we need a vacation from our vacation. We go on vacation thinking we get restful, and we come back hoping for a vacation from our vacation so we can catch up on everything and feel rejuvenated again. But we constantly go in this cycle of being overwhelmed and tired and never getting a chance to truly rest. And that's one of the great challenges we have. So that as we try and rest, we'll encounter lots of these very similar challenges. Jesus did the same thing. Think of his example today in the gospel. Here he is, the disciples just get back, they're super excited about all the cool stuff they just did, and Jesus tells them to go rest. But what ends up happening? The crowds figure out where they're going before they get there, which is astounding. So they're sailing across the lake, and the other people have to go up and around the lake to find them, on foot. That's how diligent these people are about finding Jesus. And when they find him, they surround him. They constantly have more and more needs. There is story after story of how Jesus was just inundated with these crowds of people begging for more and more things, food, shelter, healing, whatever it might be, they were there. To the point at one point, he had to get in a boat and float out in the sea because the crowds would have crushed him if he didn't. This is how busy Jesus' life was. And yet, in the midst of it, he tells his disciples, go rest for a while. Go to a deserted place, get away from everything, and rest. The same way, that'll be our first challenge. Our first challenge to truly resting is our own homes. Our homes are filled with lots of things. Technology, books, things we enjoy, things that need to get done, chores, hobbies, all these things fill our houses to the point where every time we look around, we think of one more thing that needs to be done, or one more thing we want to do, to the point where rest seems improbable. In the same vein, if we try to rest in our beds, what's going to happen? We're going to fall asleep. If we rest on our couches, what's going to happen? We're going to fall asleep. Homes are a tricky place, And then in order to really rest there, we have to make space. Not just make it happen, truly set aside a space of encounter with God. Space where all the distractions go away. A space that we set aside saying, this is my corner, my shelf, my place where that's all that's there. It's my time with God so that he can fill up those lacking spaces. The other thing we struggle with when we try to rest is we're so caught up with things that it's uncomfortable. Trying to sit there for 5 minutes, it gets very, very uncomfortable. We are not used to just sitting and trying to focus on God. We're usually doing something. Even if it's watching TV or reading a book, we're doing something. So that the form of rest that's encouraged in today's gospel is radical. It's strange. It's uncomfortable. We just have to fight through it. It's worth the 5 minutes of rest that we really, truly need. The other side of it, the other challenge we get to, is we think we don't actually need it. Oh, I had my time, we're good. Or, oh, I have all these things that need to get done. Jesus tells us, if we cast our cares on him, he will take care of everything. Which means that 5, 10, 15 minutes of time with him will change into 2 hours of extra work that magically gets done. It works. It's surprising. But if we really do trust him and give that time to him, it works out. So then how do we get to that point? How do we get to the point of rest? A lot of people quib, and they have a good reason for it, of the modern people who say, I find God in nature. Basically, they're people saying, I don't like organized religion, so I find God in nature. You can find God in nature. But most people who say, I find God in nature, just go for a hike or go camping or go have fun and get away from everything, which is good on its own, but that's not really an encounter. If we want to encounter God in nature, we have to choose to. We have to go with that intention because that's his creation. We can find wonderful and great things that lead us into prayer and guide us to seek God in the midst of nature. And if you don't believe me, Jesus did it. Where did his disciples go? A deserted place. They got away from everything out into the middle of nothing because that's what was necessary to get away from all the other stuff. Same with us. But we don't have to go to nature. Our houses can be a place of encounter. But as I mentioned already, we have to set aside space. We have to make a place for it. We are not good at making multi-use places. Multi-use places occupy our minds. We need single-use places for stuff like this. A corner, a shelf, a bookcase, something that's just different. Set aside from the rest of the house so that we can truly rest. Then we have to make time for it. We have to choose it. That's the hard part, the hardest part. Even 5 minutes will radically change your life. And if you don't believe me, do this. Take a lawn chair, sit on your back porch, and just watch the sunset. That'll take well over 5 minutes. You have nothing else you can do. Might as well admire God's grandeur and glory in the sunset. It doesn't take much. But when we realize God's power and what he's calling us to, it rejuvenates us. Not just relaxes us. I'm not talking about relaxation. I'm talking about rejuvenation. Because when we truly are rested, when we have rested in God, we're not just calm. We're ready for what is to come. We're prepared for the next steps. We have new energy to get the things we need done. That's true rest. Not just veg. Not just recreate. But recreate ourselves. Make ourselves anew in God. So in light of this, I want to return to our psalm, the first three lines of it. In it is the core of everything I've said so far in beautiful language. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. In fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me, he refreshes my soul. These are the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. If I believe that he will care for me and take care of me, I will go wherever he wants me to, because it'll be all right. He'll take care of my needs. The reality that he needs to lead. Where will he lead us? To pastures of green grass, places that make us full, that we have the food and sustenance that we need. We don't feel hungry or want. He provides everything. But then the next line is even more apt. Near restful waters he leads me. Not just cool, clean, fresh waters, but a place where the spring gurgles, the place where the fresh water flows through and makes a nice soft sound, a place of rest, a place where nothing matters. It's cool and refreshing and calm. And here, near the restful waters, we encounter him. He He refreshes my soul. This is what is at the core of our hearts. This is what we want now more than anything else. A chance to rest. A chance to be rejuvenated. A chance to encounter the true and living God. So I encourage you, find time to truly rest. To rest in God. To cast your cares upon Him. Let Him answer your prayers. That you may know that God truly is. And that you may be rejuvenated and excited about what is to come.